That's some good fish music right there.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It is spring run, and now we're going to talk about how to grill it. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm in studio with Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, filling in for Jop, who's on sick leave.
Poor guy.
Got the crud.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking all about salmon and steelhead because in the Great Lakes area this time of year, those fish are all staging. They're already running up the rivers. Actually, the steelhead sometimes don't even leave the rivers, but they're catching them downtown Beer City, USA at the 6th Street Bridge and the fish ladder in that area. I see fishermen out like every day right now. So if you like steelhead, and what steelhead is really is it's a oversized rainbow trout. You ever go out west and catch rainbow trout? You were just out west last year. Did you bring a fishing pole?
We didn't that time. The time before we did.
Yeah.
And then we found a little honey hole, and we were getting some out of there.
And there's lots of, and I got to have more of this whitefish dip. Tim Sobey's from Sobey Meats, and he brought down, like he always does, which is why we have him in. He brought down some whitefish dip, jerky, some of his smoked salmon, and this whitefish dip. You know how they make it.
Do I know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a whole bunch of love in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the white fish and cream cheese and sour cream and chive, it's to die for.
Oh.
And it's actually, I wish I could take credit for it.
Yeah.
It's not my recipe. Our friend Scott from Superior.
Right.
And when he had his own shop up in Elk Rapids, he developed that recipe.
He's a bright guy.
Very,
He's
very
come up
sharp.
With a lot of recipes.
Yeah, he has.
That jalapeno mustard, honey mustard he used to make.
That was the very first jalapeno mustard in the state of Michigan,
yeah.
And that was an award winner for him, too.
Yeah, so all things food, all good. So let's say you get lucky and catch a salmon, or you might even be out on one of the Great Lakes or the ocean this summer and catch a nice salmon. Do you have any experience cleaning salmon?
Yeah.
And are there any tips or tricks you would recommend?
Well, get
I'm
going
to eat more whitefish dip. While
there you go.
You talk.
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, obviously you're going to get a nice fillet out of there. Just a good sharp knife is always one of the key ingredients because then you're going to get more meat off the bone than if you got a dull knife and you're then better chance of cutting yourself.
And a
too.
Fillet knife at that.
Yes, and then getting that mud vein out of there. But and then after that, get it on ice ASAP. Get mm-hmm. it chilled down as
okay.
quickly as possible.
He just said something there. Get the mud vein out of there. I was going to talk about this in the last segment, but since you teed it up, I used to fish on a boat called the Red Boat in Grand Haven. The captain was very famous 20 years ago. His name was Bill Draper. He was a cement contractor who had this beautiful 31-foot Chris Craft. And that thing never saw winter outside. It was probably 20 years old at the time, and it was immaculate. But Bill was famous in the Great Lakes. When the Coast Guard had trouble finding something, they called him in because that boat had 16 transducers on
wow.
it. Wow. Yeah. And it was just he was just the greatest guy to hang out with for the day because he was so gracious. And you know, let's say you get a rookie fisherman on and he doesn't know what he's doing. We've all been out with captains who get a little cranky or get a little sarcastic or start snapping at people because they kick something or don't understand protocol or etiquette. Well, not Bill. So Bill would teach you as you caught. And if you didn't know how to reel one in, he'd help you reel one in. And I was a youngster learning more from him than a lot of other people I fished with. And the other thing he would do, he had a great big cutting board on the stern. And the very first fish you caught, he'd fire up his generator, and he'd get the Fry Daddy going. And he'd take that salmon and a freshwater hose, and he'd start filleting it. And he'd get it right off that skin beautifully. And then when you once he got the bones out of it, flop it back over so you see the outside of that fish. And he'd show you on the outside of a salmon or a steelhead, you'll see mid-fish going all the way front to back, this black line. It looks like pinstriping. It's the perfect line, and that's the neuro system for that fish. It's the nerves, right? And he maintained that rigor mortis is triggered by the nervous system. So if you want your fish to taste fresh, longer, delay the rigor mortis. And I firmly believe that, and I've done it ever since, and you couldn't convince me otherwise. But he would flip that over, and he would cut that. You called it a mud vein. When you flip a king salmon over, you'll notice down the center of it, or a steelhead, there's like a gray line going down the middle. And if you take a cross-section of that thing and you look at it, you can see it in the steaks as well. But you'll notice it kind of has a little point at the bottom of it. It looks a little bit like a Mazda symbol or something, right? It comes down to a little peak.
Yep.
So you kind of wedge that whole thing out along the whole line, and you get the darker meat out and that spine, and that just makes for, like, perfectly preserved food.
And then if he was going to cook that first one right up, oh, my God, that'd have to be, like, the best fish ever.
He would roll it in Progresso breadcrumbs, throw it in the deep fryer. When it came out, he put Mrs. Dash and lemon pepper on it. And I'm telling you, you had to watch your fingers around the bowl. There was never enough in the bowl, because as soon as they went in there, all the guys fishing would be just scarfing them up. Yeah. I mean, it's heaven. Fresh fish fried up on the water. Oh, my gosh. It was just an unbelievable experience. And if you know of any captains on any of the Great Lakes or on either of the oceans, any of the oceans that'll take you out for salmon, try and find one that'll actually clean and fillet them for you. And maybe one will even have the ability to do it on board and cook that thing up for you, because it's literally a half hour old when you're eating it.
So not to have grease splashing out, did he have like one of those little cradles? So as the boat was rocking?
No, it was a 31-foot Chris Craft, and it didn't move a whole lot.
Okay.
It was a real boat, back when they made real boats.
Real boats.
Yeah. Yeah. But great man, Red Boat Charters it was called, and Bill Draper was a guy to learn from. So we'd catch steelhead and salmon, and I always wanted the salmon until I started eating fresh steelhead. And we were talking about rainbow trout and steelhead earlier. When I've caught rainbow trout out west, they had a very distinct trout-like flavor to them, kind of wormy. Steelhead don't taste like that out of Lake Michigan at all.
Right. And then any of the rivers they come up.
Right.
Growing up, good friends of ours, and you've been up to our place before, on a little Manistee River, when those spring steelies are coming up, well, even in the fall, some of those are coming up.
Oh,
that's like the best big fish.
That's all you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll turn down a lot of salmon to take a steely.
Oh, yeah.
I will anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but a good fresh salmon prepared properly is equally good too. And maybe in the next segment we'll get at talking about how to do that, because we just blew right through this one. It's the Grilling Guys. It's all about the spring run, how to grill it. We'll be back. I don't know yet.